Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, he's modifying his ass off.
I'm not modifying anything.
Yes. Get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
That's yeah. what I want.
But so that's easy. He's asking for it not to be cut in
you
half.
You can't cut it in half if you want runny eggs.
Not that's scrambled eggs, not fried egg. Over easy egg, not cut in half.
Right.
With a little bit of mayo.
And you know that. You
a little
can't,
bit of mayo.
You cannot cut the sandwich in
mayo?
Half.
Mayo?
That's what he puts on
bacon,
on it.
Egg, and cheese? Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what
oh,
he
yeah.
does. These are modifications.
Oh, that's not modification. That's an order. That's the way I want to order my sandwich.
When you say not to cut it in half, though, well, that's a modification.
Well, you should never cut a runny egg sandwich in half. You shouldn't because then the eggs all run out all over the plastic, covering.
Right.
The that's, wrap.
That is, it is fair, but
it doesn't that make sense to you?
It makes sense. I guess I'm just not a runny egg sandwich
well, that's,
guy.
That's
to begin
the thing
with.
You have to understand. Like, this is the way I order it now. I know what you ordered. You ordered your basic bland bacon, eggs, and potatoes. I
did.
Get it.
Yeah, I did. That's what
and
I got.
And scrambled eggs.
That's what I got.
All right, I got it.
And
fine.
I will enjoy that.
What did you have, Al?
Egg whites on whole wheat, plain.
Oh, wait a second, though. Is it egg whites a... isn't this part? Are you not? Isn't that a full vegan thing? Egg whites, or
well,
what's the deal here?
I was not trying a vegan thing. I was only just not eating meat, and that's over anyway. I'm gonna eat a meat later today.
You're gonna eat a meat. What meat are you gonna eat?
Probably a chicken.
Probably you're going to eat a chicken later.
Yeah,
a full chicken.
I might eat a full chicken.
So you
Aussie
whole,
style?
Yeah, the vegetarian thing did not work out for you.
Well, I tried it for a week, and but I feel like my body's telling me add a little bit of meat into it.
Okay.
You know, it was amazing. I had a lunch yesterday. You know, Lou from Wendy's?
Yeah, of course, yesterday. Lou. The great Lou. Yeah,
great Lou from Wendy's was here yesterday. So I went out to lunch with him, and he was telling me a story about how he was growing up, and he had a rooster and as a pet. And the pet's name was Joe the Rooster. And Joe the Rooster used to actually go to school with him and everything. It was like a – and then and about 2 years after – I think it was about 2 years after he had this pet, his grandma took the rooster and they had it for dinner.
Oh, God. That's horrible. You ever eat rooster?
No!
Man.
I mean, I was shocked when I heard that story yesterday.
How do you bring a rooster to school?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Well, just, I mean, you know, it was his pet. He said it was a good rooster. It wasn't like a mean rooster.
I mean,
rooster.
I had a dog as a kid. I couldn't bring the dog to school.
Right.
Well, this is Lou's a little bit older than I am, so this goes way back to the 60s.
I think it tastes like
get
chicken.
Get a cockatoo. Yeah, there you go.
So the roosters, is that the same like meat as the chicken, or is it tougher because it's a rooster? And I don't know. Who the hell knows?
That seems tougher.
Yeah.
Muscular roosters.
Right, exactly.
Well, his grandma cooked the rooster for dinner one night.
Ruined his life. He hasn't recovered since.
They didn't know where the rooster was, and right. They sat down, and boom, there he was.
There he was. There's the rooster.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jerry. Let's hear an update, please.
Brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. The Unwrap a Jaguar sales event is back. Hurry over to Ray Catino Jaguar of Edison and Jaguar Marlboro. Thursday night football in Baltimore went pretty much the way you thought it would go.
Lamar Jackson on second down, wants to throw, goes to the end zone, looks for Seth Roberts, and delivers a dime! Touchdown! Seth Roberts! A perfect throw from Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens are making it look easy. With 58 seconds left to play in the third quarter, the hay's in the barn!
That is Jerry Sandusky on Ravens Radio. 42-21, the final score as Baltimore goes to 12-2, making it 10 straight wins. The Jets falling to 5-9. John Harbaugh says we took another step tonight.
To the players, to the coaches, to the fans, the Ravens are the AFC North champs, and we're very proud of that.
But a lot more work to do, he said. It's about winning the Super Bowl, not about just winning the division. Here is Jackson, 212 yards through the air. 5 touchdowns. He ran for 86 yards, goes over 1,000 for the season. He broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing record for a quarterback. He says he's having a blast.
I'm enjoying it. I love the game. You know, and I got a great group of guys, coaching staff with me, and I couldn't wish to be any place else.
This kid's pretty good.
Yeah, man, 33-6, pretty special. 7 rush TDs. That's 40 touchdowns he's responsible for. Last night they ran for over 218 yards. Totally as a team, they are going to be very difficult to beat. I think the only way that you are going to be able to beat them is if you get the lead late in the game and maybe put them in their 2-minute offense and keep him in the pocket. I just, his abilities are just, there's nothing like we've ever seen before. They keep talking about Michael Vick and everything. Michael Vick was a totally different player. They call runs for him. And I think Michael Vick threw the ball better than Lamar does, but because of Lamar's ability on the ground and because of the way they run their offense, you know, he is just impossible, yeah. impossible to defend.
Schematically, in the NFL, this is new. I mean,
no, I've heard that down in Baltimore, he's nowhere. You don't see him anywhere. He's not on billboards. He's not doing any endorsements or any of that
Faces
stuff.
Faces in the playbook.
Right. He's the first guy in the building, the last guy out of the building. He's committed to the team. He's committed to John Harbaugh. And it's really, I mean, it's a perfect example of how you keep things simple. You know, just do your job and it's going to end up paying off for him, and it will. And he'll get his share of endorsements and all that other stuff. But right now, he's just focused on one thing, as you can hear, and that's football.
Here's Sam Darnold. He says things fell apart for us in the third quarter.
We knew we had to play, you know, this offense a certain way. We knew we were going to have to commit a lot to the run to try to stop that.
So that was Gase. Here's Darnold.
We just got to come out a lot sharper in the second half. But really, you know, I just think that's something that we got to continue to work on.
Threw a pick, lost a fumble, but also did throw a couple of touchdown passes. I was happy that Jamison Crowder, after he dropped the touchdown pass, caught the next one.
Yep.
And they had a chance, too, down two touchdowns. They had an opportunity with that fourth and one. They didn't get it. Here's Le'Veon Bell. We simply didn't do enough. He had 86 yards rushing.
You got to take the good with the bad. I mean, we didn't play nearly a perfect game. You know, you got to credit the Ravens. Those guys played better than us today.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that fourth down that they didn't get.
Yeah.
So that there was a pass into the end zone to Robbie Anderson. It was just under 2 minutes because they had gone to the 2 minute warning. The defender was all over Robbie Anderson.
Could have been called a pass interference ball.
Right. Had his hand around, got there early.
Yep.
Could have been situation as there was against the Dolphins. They could have looked at that again.
Very similar, yes.
And they did not.
Yeah. They only call that stuff against the Dolphins.
What was the play? The volume was off on the TV, and I saw the penalty. The Jets had a big play,
right.
And they called it back for what? It looked like a bad block.
Because the offensive lineman peeled back and blocked towards his goal line. So once you start facing the other way and going the other way, and all he did was peel back and to try to pick off a linebacker from drilling his quarterback.
They called it a blindside block.
A blindside block have to be from behind or?
No, it's just if you are an offensive player or, I guess, a defensive player on a turnover, and your body is facing your goal line. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, you're supposed to be blocking forward.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
This rule last night of Mike Pereira saying, well, you know, in the rule book, it is the rule. And I'm like, this is the dumbest rule ever because this is a lineman trying to protect his quarterback.
So what is he supposed to do? Let his quarterback get killed so he doesn't get the penalty?
He's supposed to just push him. He can't hit him. He's got to push him.
Oh, my God.
And that penalty last time, now they overcame that penalty.
They did. They went and got a first down after that. Yeah.
But I just have to say, it was just, I've never seen anything like that. I'm like, I get the safety concerns and all that other stuff, but that's only like,
he's
that
blocking.
Gets called on the Jets. It doesn't get called on anybody
else. Right, exactly. And that could have been a pass interference call on Robbie Anderson. They got the field goal blocked. A lot of things happened in the first half where this game would have been a hell of a lot more interesting than it ended up being.
Could have changed for sure.
But but this is the problem that we have as football analysts and football fans. We watch a game and we see things like this happen and we're like, what is that?
Sure.
Like we don't. Like, we could see clear and obvious that Robbie Anderson was interfered with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But somebody in New York doesn't see it, but the week before they did see it.
And who knows? I mean, maybe if it was a challengeable thing and they had to go back and take an extended look at it, maybe they would have overturned it.
Yeah,
but the fact that it was under 2 minutes and it wasn't a challengeable thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that it's just when there's different rules at different points of the game, it makes it more complicated.
And when games are ruled or officiated differently, it feels like differently each and every week, inconsistent-wise. It's just so frustrating.
Giants-Dolphins on Sunday. Janoris Jenkins met the media yesterday, apologized for using an offensive word on Twitter Wednesday with a fan. Pat Shurmur says we talked to him.
He's well aware of my feeling, and he's well aware of how we feel with his choice of words and what he did. He's well aware of that.
Now,
he did not really apologize.
Well, Jenkins. I'll give you a couple of clips. First, the reporter with Jenkins at his locker.
Do you understand why that's not some people, not some people, but that's not the right word to use? Or Like I said, that's just some slang that I use with my homeboys or back at home in the hood. It's not,
that doesn't really make it right, you know?
I never said it was right. I said it's a slang that I use back at home.
He continued to say, this is just the way I talk.
At the end of the day, it's just part of my culture, part of my slang that I use. I wasn't calling nobody no name, like I said. I wasn't picking up nobody.
He was asked if he's got regrets for saying it.
Yeah, I regret it, but at the end of the day, like I said, it's my slang. So if you take it how you're going to take it, then that's on you.
Oh, boy, it's on you now.
It's on us.
So you want, this is what
you know
want.
What? I'd like to take this time to apologize to Janoris Jenkins, because it is on us. You know, we just took it the wrong way. You know, it really is. It's our fault. It's not his fault. Everybody's making a big deal out of this. I think that reporter needs to apologize to him. It's on us for taking it the wrong way. God, what an idiot. I mean, this is an idiot, is what he is, right? So that's a slang that I use with my homies, Janoris. Idiot. And that's what I believe you are.
God. And if you take offense to it, that's on you.
It's on you. Sorry, it's on you.
Like, this is something like the last thing Pat Shurmur needs. Right? So this is the point that you try to make. Like, he's not going to be on the team next year, no matter who's coaching it.
If that's the case, why not just cut him then? What's the point in even keeping him around then?
I would love that.
Right.
I would love that. There might be some money implications with that. I don't know. But
who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. If it affects the cap in some sort of way, I'm not sure.
Three games left. Go away.
That would be great. It would be great. It really would. It would send a message. Like, are you? And then I don't know if you were planning on playing it or not, and if I'm ruining this for you, but when the reporter asks him, he goes, so are you going to use the word again? He goes, next question.
And I actually don't have, I saw that in print. I don't have it. I have to go find the video.
You know, I mean, this is simple. Someone's got to get to him. I don't know who it is.
Like who?
His position coach, somebody.
You don't think that the people have been trying to talk to him since he got into the NFL?
But to say
this is why it's impossible to coach a guy like him. He just has no awareness.
Like,
now, he may be a good football player at times, but you know, when things go bad, he's the first to start yapping about he needs to travel, he needs to be doing this, and you know, it's all about him, and it's just. It's what happens this late in the season when teams lose. The press go to the players that they know that they can tweak by saying, do you think they're using you right? Do you think they're taking advantage of your skill set? And then, of course, they're going to say no. I mean, like they did it to Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, and he still has not deleted that tweet, at least as of last night when I looked. He has not deleted it. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. He thinks people are blowing it out of proportion. There was a Pro Football Talk headline that said Janoris Jenkins tweets insulted fan, and he like laughed at that. Oh, you guys make a story out of everything. He still doesn't understand. Still doesn't get it.
Just wouldn't seem to.
Slang he uses with his homies. That's right. So that makes it okay. Great.
Eagles placed Alshon Jeffrey on IR. Sixers beat the Celtics 115-109. Nuggets over the Blazers 114-99. The Mavericks beat the Pistons in Mexico City 122-111. How about Luka Doncic last night? 41-12 and 11 assists. Eighth triple-double of the season. Cavaliers beat the Spurs in San Antonio, I think, in overtime 117-109. Knicks in Sacramento tonight, and the Nets releasing Iman Shumpert. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern suffered a sudden brain hemorrhage Thursday at a restaurant in New York, underwent emergency surgery. The Yankees agree to a one-year deal with Brett Gardner, bring him back for $12.5 million, and Austin Romine goes to the Tigers.
For Romine behind him?
Yes, he goes to the Tigers. Obviously, yesterday we discussed Michael Wacha and Rick Porcello to the Mets. Here's the Broadster and what that does for the club.
As everybody knows, starting pitching depth is valuable in the event that all five guys aren't ready to go. So this gives us an interchangeable lineup of pitching that covers us short and long term throughout the course of the season.
Well, there you have it.
Short and long term.
He said that they have the deepest rotation in baseball now. So he's back to doing this. The come get us, we're the greatest.
He didn't do come get us this time.
Division title. We have the deepest rotation in baseball. It's deeper. It's Grand Canyon deep. Like, we're so deep. We're going to the core of the earth. It is so deep. Do you feel the hot magma? We are that deep into the earth with
magma.
This rotation.
Magma.
It's like you're digging for oil. And then all of a sudden, boom, Michael Wacha's down there because that's how deep we are. You went past the Porcello crust into the center of the Wacha core. That's how deep we've drilled down with this rotation. Deeper than anything you've ever seen.
We didn't need Zach Wheeler.
No, because we're deep.
Deep.
We can sustain these types of blows because we've got impact creating depth. You know it. I know it. Get out of my face with these questions.
Man, where's Steve Cohen when you need him?
Too fast and he missed it.
Oh, great idea by Zibanejad. Here's Zibanejad again. He scores!
There's Sam Rosen on MSG,
man, part of the fans. Rangers. That's out in San Jose last night.
A lot of New Yorkers in California.
Dang,
you know
yeah,
that.
Paying taxes there, too.
Yes. 6-3, the final score is the Rangers.
Did you see what Gerrit
win?
Cole was going to end up pocketing when it's all over said and done? On his $324 million contract?
$324 million, so he's going to end up with, let's see,
$7.
Probably, yeah.
$7.46.
The government spends the money so well.
About $148 million.
No, he's going to end up with a little bit over $170 million of the $324 million.
Not crying for him.
No, I know you're not. Of course you're not. I didn't say you should be crying for him. I'm just pointing it out.
A lot of taxes.
Boatload.
It is a boatload, but you know what? He's getting more than 50%.
Yeah.
You know what? I've answered a question.
Give it to de Blasio so he can flush it down the toilet. What?
This is a question I didn't know the answer to. What is more interesting to Boomer, tax talk or the Rangers? He talked over the Ranger highlight with tax talk.
About taxes.
We've got the answer. It's taxes. Wins out.
I'm going to go on radio.com to talk taxes.
Oh, great.
Why don't you do a podcast?
Yeah.
The Islanders over the Panthers, 3-1. You've got the Devils in Colorado tonight on radio.com at 9.
All right. Very good, Jerry.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.